Think about the last time you checked your phone. Was it 5 minutes ago? 2 minutes? Are you fighting the urge to check it right now? We live in an age where the average person consumes 12 hours of information daily, more than we sleep. Yet somehow, we seem to know less than ever. Protesters hold signs demanding, "Keep your government hands off my Medicare," apparently unaware that Medicare is a government program. Climate scientists present overwhelming evidence, while public opinion splits along partisan lines that have nothing to do with the data. We're not suffering from ignorance anymore. We're suffering from something far more insidious: information obesity. This isn't hyperbole. Just as industrialized food created an obesity epidemic that transformed America's health landscape in mere decades, industrialized information has created a cognitive crisis that's reshaping our minds, our bodies, and our democracy. The parallel is almost too perfect to be coincidence. Both crises stem from abundance without wisdom, from industries that discovered how to exploit our evolutionary vulnerabilities for profit, and from our collective failure to recognize that more isn't always better. In 1990, not a single American state had an obesity rate above 14%. By 2010, not a single state had a rate below 20%. This wasn't a failure of willpower. It was the inevitable result of an industrialized system that discovered how to manufacture products our brains couldn't resist. In 1820, over half of Americans farmed. Today, one Iowa farmer feeds 150 neighbors. Food production doubled between 1820 and 1920, then doubled again in just 30 years, then 15, then 10. This efficiency miracle came with a cost: foods increasingly composed of corn-based sugar, soy-based proteins, and salt products barely recognizable as food. Information followed the same path. Fox News discovered that one charismatic personality costs less than hundreds of journalists. Content farms churn out articles optimized for search engines, not understanding, with writers given 30 minutes to research unfamiliar topics. Both industries exploited the same vulnerability. Our evolutionary programming makes us terrible at handling abundance. Our ancestors craved salt, fat, and sugar because these nutrients were scarce. Today, those cravings slowly kill us. Similarly, our brains evolved to seek information confirming existing beliefs. In an environment where such information is infinite and algorithmically optimized to find us, this evolutionary advantage has become a catastrophic vulnerability. Why can't you stop checking your phone during dinner? In a disturbing 1950s experiment, rats repeatedly shocked their own pleasure centers until death, foregoing food and water. Your phone operates on the same mechanism. Each notification triggers dopamine, the same neurotransmitter involved in cocaine addiction. This seeking reward cycle evolved to help our ancestors survive, but in an age of infinite scrolling, this evolutionary advantage has become a trap. The brain's plasticity is remarkable. London taxi drivers show enlarged posterior hippocampi from memorizing 25,000 streets. Political beliefs appear equally rooted in brain structure. Liberals typically have larger anterior cingulate cortices associated with empathy, while conservatives show enlarged right amygdala linked to threat detection. This transformation explains why contradictory facts often backfire. When confronted with threatening political information, fMRI studies show partisan brains deactivate reasoning centers while emotional centers light up intensely. Once neural pathways form through repeated exposure, we become neurologically addicted to confirming information and physically resistant to contradictory facts. The echo chamber isn't just technological, it's biological. Modern ignorance takes three forms. First is agnotology, the deliberate production of doubt through seemingly factual data. Stanford historian Robert Proctor revealed how industries manufacture ignorance. Paradoxically, those claiming greatest knowledge about climate change hold the most polarized opinions. College-educated Republicans were less likely to believe in human-caused climate change than those without degrees, the opposite pattern among Democrats. Second is epistemic closure, defining reality through interconnected media that reinforce beliefs while dismissing conflicting information. Climate change exemplifies this. Science is deemed liberal. Climate change comes from science. Therefore, it's a liberal conspiracy. Both sides show blind spots. The right on climate, the left on unions and nuclear energy. Third is filter failure, when social bubbles create personalized filters shielding us from cognitive dissonance. Social media algorithms feed us what we want at the expense of what we need. Information obesity damages our bodies. Sedentary death syndrome classifies diseases from extended sitting, heart disease, diabetes, cancer, obesity. Adults watching over 4 hours of daily television had 80% increased cardiovascular death risk. Linda Stone discovered 80% of people hold their breath checking email, email apnea, disrupting oxygen balance and contributing to serious health problems. The solution isn't consuming less information. It's consuming right. Infoveganism applies ethical food principles to information, consciously choosing quality info nutrients while avoiding harmful content. Like vegans checking ingredients, infovegans scrutinize sources, read original research papers instead of news summaries, examine data sets and methodology rather than accepting statistical claims, move toward the base of the trophic pyramid of truth to access reality directly, not content filtered for sales. This requires four essential skills. Search literacy means mastering Boolean operators and scholarly repositories. Critical filtering protects against misinformation through source evaluation and recognizing logical fallacies. Content creation forces reflection and enables feedback. Synthesis incorporates others' ideas into your thinking. Like energy transfer up the food chain, truth diminishes through intermediaries. Each step filters, interprets, and potentially distorts the original. The goal isn't accumulating information, it's transforming it into actionable wisdom. Attention is mental athleticism that can be systematically trained. Willpower, the executive function of the mind, is an exhaustible resource that predicts positive life outcomes. Our attention spans have been decimated by an ecosystem of interruption technologies that rewire our brains to seek the most insistent interruption rather than sustained focus. Start by reframing attention as valuable currency you consciously pay rather than mindlessly burn. Use tools like Rescue Time to measure actual usage patterns, ruthlessly marking email, news sites, and shopping as distractions. Then systematically eliminate interruptions. Silence notifications, close social media during focused work, check email at designated times only, and create separate user accounts for work and play. Marathon training provides an excellent model. Use work break intervals to strengthen attention spans, starting with 5 1-minute intervals, 5 minutes focused work, 1 minute rest, then progressively increase work periods. This builds sustainable focus habits while preventing cognitive burnout. Scheduled breaks, even brief periods of mindless web surfing, have restorative benefits. The goal isn't eliminating all distractions, but gaining mastery over when and how we engage with them. Poor information diets fuel polarization and distract from solvable problems. The Constitution wasn't designed for 300 million people. Each House representative now serves 717,000 citizens versus 60,000 originally, making genuine representation nearly impossible. The solution lies in changing information economics through consumer demand. Just as pressure pushed Walmart to reduce salt and sugar, we can create market pressure for quality information by withdrawing support from affirmation distributors. For healthier political consumption, focus locally first. State representatives, school boards, and county governments provide the most nutritious political content. Tools like opengovernment.org and followthemoney.org offer direct access to voting records and campaign finance data. Contact representatives directly rather than signing online petitions designed to harvest email addresses. In a world monetizing outrage, choosing a healthy information diet is an act of citizenship. Every time you pause before clicking, seek primary sources, or engage opposing viewpoints with curiosity, you're improving your cognitive health and restoring shared reality. Your attention is your most valuable resource. Spend it wisely.